Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A big decision was made in Carolina to bring in Teddy Bridgewater and say goodbye to longtime Panthers starting quarterback in Cam Newton. And now joining us to talk about it all is former Panthers quarterback in Jake Delhomme, back on the Zach Gelb Show. Jake, how are you and your family doing? Appreciate a few minutes.
We're actually doing very well, you know, considering there's obviously many issues facing this country right now, but so far so good. And, hopefully this country can get back to normal as soon as possible.
Yeah, from your lips to God's ears, hopefully we could really return to a state of normalcy sooner rather than later. So I appreciate you coming on. I know it's a busy time going on in our lives, and also the NFL keeps on going along and big moves are being made. Let me first have you evaluate what the Panthers did in bringing in Teddy Bridgewater and then saying goodbye to Cam Newton.
Well, I think, whenever I saw Matt Rhule sign a 7-year contract early on to be the Carolina Panthers head football coach, right then and there, I think the wheel started turning in my mind, and I'm assuming many other people, that I wonder if this is going to be a complete rebuild, and he has some longevity here to get it turned around, because that's a specialty of his, it seems, the way he did it at Temple and also at Baylor. So kind of wondering what direction they would go, and everything was doing – it's all about the health of Cam Newton. I mean, let's be honest. If Cam Newton would have been able to play last year, I still think Ron Rivera is still the head football coach of this football team, but he hasn't been healthy since the early part of the 2018 season. And so there were many questions to be had. And it just looks like the Panthers wanted to go in another direction. Signing Teddy Bridgewater, everybody feels, I guess you could say, everybody loves Teddy. He's an adult in the room. But there's a Joe Brady factor. Joe Brady was with the Saints 2018, and Teddy was also with them. So there was obviously some excitement, I guess, on Joe Brady's end and hoping to bring someone like Teddy in. So this is it's going to be new territory, certainly in Carolina.
When we look at the timeline, and we didn't know if Cam was going to be back at the Super Bowl, then the indication that they gave at the Combine was they're excited to have him on the roster for this upcoming season, and now we know that changed. Hey, it's a business. We've seen this happen before. Do you feel for Cam, though, at all, and do you think the Panthers handled it the right way when you're talking about such an iconic player in the franchise history, and there were some mixed messages that have changed over the last few weeks?
You know, and that's something I'm thinking about a great deal, but I'll be very honest with you. Marty Herney, he was the general manager when I was there. He took, obviously, a little break when Dave Gettleman took over as the GM. But I'm be honest with you, I'm not so sure whatever happened along the way. Were they floating him out there in trade talks and there was not much action, not many teams wanting to bite? I don't know the whole story, and I understand what he's done for the franchise, and you'd like everything to be perfect, but I just go to this. Tom Brady's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, guys. I mean, so it's never going to be perfect in the NFL. This is the business.
It's a great point. Jake Delhomme here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. When you look at Cam's future, and you talked about the injuries, the shoulder, the foot, he's about to turn 31. Do you still think he has good football left in him, Jake?
I really and truly do, and I'm not just saying that just to try to, not put myself in a position here. I became the color analyst for the Panthers this past football season, my first year doing it, and I could not wait to watch Cam Newton play. I went to training camp last year, spent a couple of days with the team when the Buffalo Bills came down to South Carolina at training camp at Spartanburg. And I watched Cam Newton throw the football all over the yard. There was not anything wrong with his arm. I can promise you that. In the third preseason game, he gets a foot injury. And I watched him for the first two games of the season rush the football five times combined. That told me right then and there, there's something more. This is not a shoulder issue. This is a foot issue, and he just couldn't run. He made a throw in the second football game of the season against Tampa Bay. It was Thursday night football. In the fourth quarter, crucial throw, a comeback on the left sidelines, 18 yards on the opposite hash on a line. There was nothing wrong with his shoulder. It was a true foot injury. So if he's healthy, if his foot can come back healthy, I don't think the shoulder is an issue. I truly believe he's got some good football left in him. This is a physical freak. If you've ever seen him in person, this is a different-looking individual. He looks like a defensive end that's chiseled playing quarterback.
When we look at some possibilities for the future of Cam, where he could go start, and there's a lot of quarterbacks that already made their decision and already a lot of teams that made their decision too, so there's not a bevy of options out there. New England has an opening now with Brady going to Tampa. The Chargers have an opening too. You could even maybe float around Jacksonville as well. Is there a team that you look at that you could say right now, that's where you think Cam is going or you think would be a good match for Cam?
You know what? It's so hard to pinpoint. I think the Chargers is one that you kind of think they don't really have an established starter. Are they going to take one with the sixth overall pick? Will they trade up with somebody to make sure they get one of these guys? This is my thing with Cam. When he walks into a building, I don't think he walks in ever as a backup quarterback. Just because of who he is, his presence, and the way that people in the NFL look at him, other players. This guy has – he's got a certain air about him, and I mean that in a positive way. You know he's a special athlete and a special player. And I just think of all the situations, does he go to New England? Are they going to go with Stidham there? And do you want to put a big presence like that in the room with Stidham? And then does he go to Jacksonville where Gardner Minshew, they saved the guy, but there's still a lot of questions there. Or do you go to San Diego? Tyrod Taylor, he's been a backup his whole career, a serviceable starter at times, but you get Cam Newton. And I'm sorry I said San Diego, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Don't worry, we all mess it up still. You know, Las Vegas and Oakland's going to be another one this year.
Exactly. But, like, how – when he walks in a room, and when I mean a room, in a building, in a team, this guy's – he has the presence of a starting quarterback. And so – I just don't know if a backup role is the right thing for Cam. And so there's very little places where there's starting roles open. So I just think the Chargers are, to me, it seemed like it would be the ideal fit.
Jake Delhomme here with us. And with what you're saying, I agree, because when Cam walks in, you know he's a former league MVP, and you know his intentions are going to be to start. And that's why I really think a team like Chicago, who traded for Nick Foles, didn't trade for Cam, because they will still want to give Mitch Trubisky that shot. And when you see Cam, you think of him as a starter. And I know Foles, Jake, won a Super Bowl MVP, but he did it as a backup and never started a full 16 games. So maybe that's why Chicago didn't bring in Cam.
No, I agree with you there. And I think the familiarity with Matt Nagy in Kansas City for that 1 year with Foles. So I think that was one of those issues. But you're exactly right. You bring him into Chicago, you know for certain the Chicago fans, I mean, they're going to be wanting Cam Newton from the beginning. It's just going to be like the whole Mitch Trubisky deal whenever they signed the big tall kid from Virginia Tech. In the first incomplete pass he made, they were booing and wanting Trubisky. So the same thing would happen in reverse for Cam Newton.
Talking to Jake Delhomme right now on the show. Getting back to Teddy Bridgewater. We know he's been through a lot. He had that horrific knee injury. He had the five games this year where he played well. What do you think Teddy Bridgewater looks like as the starting quarterback for the Panthers this fall?
Well, I think the first and foremost, I think we need some help up front. And I say we, meaning the Panthers, they need to get better up front on the offensive line. Traded Trey Turner for Russell Okung. Need some establishment at the tackle position. But one thing about Teddy, he can get the ball out of his hands pretty quick. Very intelligent quarterback. Watch Joe Brady up close call football games for LSU this year. Very similar to what they did, well, I guess you could say, with Joe Burrow. Burrow had a lot of freedom at the line of scrimmage, could set protections, got the ball out of his hands quick when he needed to. The Panthers have some weapons at wide receiver. That was a sneaky sign yesterday with Robbie Anderson. You have a true speed guy to package with Curtis Samuel, who is a rocket, along with DJ Moore, who's becoming an established number one. So there's three weapons you can throw the football to, not counting Christian McCaffrey, who I guarantee you could line up as starting wide receiver and be a top 10 receiver in the NFL if he only played wide receiver. So we need protection is going to be key. What happens in the draft or later on in free agency? Where do we protect Teddy to give him a true opportunity?
When we look at the draft, Jake Delhomme, the Panthers sit at 7. Do they move up? Do you think they stay put? Do they move back to get a haul? How did the Panthers approach the draft?
That's a great question. That's where I think you have to trust your board. Listen, Marty Herney has really done a fantastic job in his first-round picks. You can go back to when he started running the draft with the Carolina Panthers, and I think it was 2001. Marty didn't miss too much on any first-round picks, and it wasn't like it was first overall picks. I think the top five picks he had were Cam Newton at number one and Julius Peppers, I believe, at number two. So those two were pretty darn good picks. But Marty found the Thomas Davises, the D'Angelo Williams, the Jonathan Stewarts, the Jordan Grosses, the Chris Gambles. He found the Luke Kuechly, many players. So I think you have to trust your board there. Does the team want to come up to get a quarterback that could be available? Do you get back? Or do the Panthers address quarterback in this draft? And Teddy is the perfect, no pun intended, bridge guy to take them over the next couple of years while a young guy learns. And you can be around a true pro in Teddy.
I believe in that rule, Jake Delhomme. I was around him. You know, he coached at my alma mater in Temple, and I got to know him and still know him very well. Why are you excited? Because when you have change with the football team, and there's been a lot of big names to leave the Panthers, whether it's retirement or being let go, fans, you know, they always don't embrace change the right way. But why are you embracing change here, and why do you think Panthers football is moving in the right direction?
Well, listen, he's 2 for 2, one at Temple and one at Baylor. And I understand this is the NFL. This is not college. Have not had the chance to meet Coach Rhule yet, unfortunately, due to the situation we're in. I was looking forward to heading up during the spring to watch some OTAs and things like that. So not sure when that will happen. But I did speak with a couple of coaches that were with him along the way at the NFL when they were assistants together and then, again, worked for him when he was the head guy. And they just say the same thing. He's a leader of men. He gets the best out of these guys. He's a great football coach. He's a grinder. He can coach any position. And the kids, the players know he's not afraid to make them better, to challenge them. And as a former player, that's all I ever wanted. I want a coach to give me every opportunity to be the best that I can. And if I'm not good enough and he's man enough to tell me, hey, we got to go in another direction, yeah, I'll be upset, but I'll respect that man. And that's everything that I've ever heard about Coach Rhule. So this will be a great test because it's not like he's going in there with a Super Bowl roster. I'm going to call it like I see it. This is not a Super Bowl roster in Carolina right now.
You played in one of the great Super Bowls, Jake Delhomme, up against Tom Brady back in Super Bowl 38 in Houston. Now we know Brady, after 20 years, is leaving the Pats. Were you surprised, and how do you think he fits in Tampa?
Very surprised. I just never let my mind drift to think that he would not be in New England. But now that he is gone from New England and he is in Tampa, Tampa's a sneaky, talented football team, Zach. I called their games this year against the Panthers. They were fantastic against run defense. They have some young guys in the secondary, some longer guys. They improved as the year went on, and big-time weapons to throw the football to, some very big weapons. They were a decent football team with all these turnovers. And we all know the statistic with turnovers and winning in the National Football League. So I think you're going to get a re-energized – I'm not saying a re-energized. He's going to make this team have a different level of focus and energy when he walks into that building, wherever it may be. Because the first thing I know as a player, they're all going to say, I better be ready to go from the beginning. From the first walkthrough, I can't let Tom Brady down because I know – through past history, that he's not going to let us down. And that's going to raise the level of intensity and focus and preparation for this Tampa Bay team.
We know what his past history is. With that being said, it's synonymous with success in the big games and having clutch moments. Do you now look at that Tampa Bay team as a Super Bowl team?
I think you have to look at them as a team that can get into the playoffs. And let, let's be honest here. If they would get into the playoffs coming out of the NFC South, which I have a feeling is going to be a pretty salty team, I think the New Orleans Saints is a loaded, loaded roster. So if this team can get their foot in the door, you know each and every defensive coordinator is going to have sleepless nights preparing to play a Tom Brady-led team. And that Tampa Bay team will have confidence like they've never had before, knowing we're going to the playoffs with the greatest quarterback of all time. And that, I'm telling you, when you get on a roll and confidence in the playoffs, that's all it takes.
Jake, I got about a minute 30 left. Jake Delhomme here with us. I just want to get your thoughts on two more teams. How about Indianapolis bringing in Phillip Rivers? And then finally, the Cleveland Browns. What step do you think they're going to take this year?
Well, they need better quarterback play in Cleveland. Listen, there's just no other way of saying it. They need better quarterback play. So that's going to be the biggest key there. They have a lot of talent on that football team. Certainly we know the two wideouts and then signing Hooper to go with Njoku. So they've got some weapons. They have a stable of running backs. They need to solidify one or two positions on the offensive line where obviously the draft can address that. But they're a very talented, talented football team. So better quarterback play, you'll see better results. And don't be surprised if you see Case Keenan come time November if Baker struggles. I don't think they'll be afraid in the least bit to put in Case. I mean, he wasn't drafted by this regime. You know, Baker wasn't drafted by this regime that has taken over. So if he plays well, great. I'm happy for him. But if he struggles, don't take over. And Indy, Phillip, I think Phillip still has some good football left. Very good offensive line compared to what he's probably played with. Need some more weapons maybe on the outside for him. T.Y. Hilton's a fantastic player, but we'll need some other help. But Phillip was very comfortable with Frank and Nick calling the plays there. It'll be an easy transition for him playing in a dome. So it's going to be fun, man, seeing all this quarterback carousel. It's hopefully it's not like that every single year, but it made for a somewhat fun free agency so far.
Do you think Baker bounces back this year, going back to what you said about the Browns?
I think he have a chance to bounce back because it certainly seemed like there was so much outside noise last year with the coaches and just all the commercials. And I'm okay with him making the commercials because those are shot in the summertime and that's a half a day that, you know, but it's just, there was never like, there was no quietness. No, like after a game that didn't play well, got to get better. After a win, we did some good things, but we got to keep getting better. It was just always just extra drama everywhere. I think with this new staff, they'll kind of hone this in. Hopefully Baker had a taste of some humble pie. And he's going to come ready to work. I want to see him succeed. I want to see young quarterbacks come out and play well. But Case Keenan's a pro who's going to be preparing and knows this system. So Baker's going to have every opportunity to work for him, and I'm anxious to see him succeed. I hope he does.
Jake, you and your family be well. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.